Hello there. This is Eric Sinrod from Duane Morris from a scorching San Francisco Bay Area where the temperatures are well into the 90s persistently and we're praying for fog. I am joined by my erstwhile colleague Jonathan Armstrong from across the pond. And so, Jonathan, my favorite cookie is the chocolate chip cookie. What is your favorite cookie of the week?
Well, my favorite cookie of the week is those that are on our Justice Secretary Chris Grayling's website. Now, this is quite... Chris Grayling has been the subject of some scorn from lawyers because of the way in which he has been trying to alter the criminal justice system. And he's the first man in charge of the way in which the legal system works in the UK not to have any legal qualifications, probably for about 400 years. So it's fair to say that he's not a super popular person with lawyers over here in the UK currently. But it was announced just this morning that Mr. Grayling, it seems, has had a warning letter from the Information Commissioner, our data privacy regulator. Why? Because it seems that his personal political constituency website uses cookies to track the behavior of those who visit the website. Now, these might not be serious prism-type cookies. It seems that his site is using Google Analytics or something similar to that. But I think it illustrates two things, really. I mean, first of all, it's a shame, isn't it, that the senior politician in charge of the justice system would not seem to comply with the letter of the law himself. And secondly, I think it highlights what we've said from the very start about these regulations being introduced across Europe, that they're very hard to follow, and there is a real lack of clarity in knowing how to comply with these cookie laws. Now, this is all water under the bridge, but when the changes were mooted, we proposed a simple three-step test, and I think we talked about this back in the day, Eric, and regrettably, for whatever reason, those making the law instead decided on a more complex solution. And that's led to mixed enforcement across Europe. You'll remember that, I guess, for around about 2 years now, cookies have had to be disclosed across Europe, and the enforcement has been mixed. As we discussed earlier, I was at the Information Commissioner's annual meeting about 2 weeks ago, and they said that in the first quarter of this year, they'd acted on every single tip-off for breach of the cookie regulations that they had received. And we know that there is some form of enforcement action in place against 68 organizations in May 2012 and 106 organizations in October, November 2012. So that's a combined total of, what, 170-ish, and the names of those organizations that have received a request from the ICO to explain their policy is available on the website. And we know that in Ireland, the Irish Data Protection Commissioner, so the Irish equivalent of the DPO, has also written information requests or delivered written information requests to around about 80 websites, and he sent those information requests just back at the back end of last year, I think. The Irish list is similar in some respects to the UK list, and there's a number of well-known US corporations on the list. But I think it's it remains one of these laws that's of mixed enforcement, really. And I think, in addition, it shows the nature, I think, of trying to over-regulate for some parts of technology. A lot of organizations have interpreted the cookie laws, because they were uncertain, to mean that you had to have an opt-in box and get people's consent before they could look at cookies. Now, that's just not the case at all. And it was interesting that the ICO said a week or so ago that that they were now receiving a substantial number of complaints that the opt-in boxes had become annoying, and people were almost wanting to go back to the old position of cookies monitoring their behavior without them ever knowing about it, and certainly not being asked to click a pop-up box before they could move on. I wonder if there'd been a similar attacks at cookies over there in the US, Eric, or in the days of Prism. Is this something that you care much less about now?
Well, I think Prism is certainly, you know, taking up the bandwidth, if you will, in terms of attention. I was just speaking, as I mentioned to you earlier, at the Stanford Global E-Commerce Conference last Friday, which, by the way, is a wonderful conference. It's the 10th annual. I've been fortunate enough to be at 9 of the 10. And really the talk was of Prism across the various panels, and not so much what you're discussing right now. I will point out that I note the subtle dig of your mentioning 400 years. Here we are coming up on our July 4th anniversary this week, and of course we're nowhere near 400 years old, having broken off from the mothership in the 18th century, and obviously having our country's founding in 1776. But no, I'm not as keenly aware of, you know, fast-breaking developments right now on the cookie front. I mean, obviously there's been some attention to it, you know, over time, and it's, you know, something that we should be interested in.
No, we celebrate the 4th of July too as well, Eric, you'll be pleased to know, just as any parent celebrates the day that their stroppy teenagers leave home.
That's right. I guess I'm not sure we're still teenagers any longer, but easy to say. Well, listen, given that we have the holiday coming up, I'll make sure to wind this one down right now and not go too much past our 10 of the Tech Law 10, unless you have any further comments, Jonathan.
No, I think it's another watch this space one, isn't it? And we'll see how that develops on both sides of the Atlantic.
Right. And by the way, folks, I'm pleased to report that Mr. Armstrong himself will be visiting our fair city. He's going to be visiting the crown jewel of the teenage child of his country, the San Francisco Bay Area, towards the end of July. So I'm hoping I'll see him. And, gosh, maybe we can even do a podcast from here if you can fit in the time, Jonathan. We'll have to see.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Okay, well, all that remains is to thank you ever so much, as Jonathan would do, and to point out who we are. I'm Eric Sinrod in San Francisco, EJ Sinrod at DwayneMorris.com. We're a law firm of over 700 attorneys, frankly, spanning the globe. You can find me and Jonathan both on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and as always, Jonathan, bring it home.
Thanks very much. I'm JP Armstrong at DwayneMorris.com. As Eric says, we do like to interact with people on Twitter and on LinkedIn. Thank you for those of you who sent in topics for discussion. We are going to get to a couple of those in the coming weeks, and do keep them coming as well. We're always really grateful to have your feedback, and thank you for those who've been contributing to some of the other discussions on LinkedIn as well, on the Tech Law 10 group there. As Eric says, all that remains is to thank you for listening. For those of you who are celebrating the 4th, then we hope you do so with some panache and style. And we look forward to listening or speaking to you again in a week or so. Take care. Bye now.
Cheers.